Shayna Stulen.
What brought truant students back to school? I'm Kate Ryan.
A same-sex couple threatens to sue after a private school in Maryland rejected their son. We're also tracking problems on the Bay Bridge this morning. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Hot, very hot today. The Weather Channel's Kelly Cass is tracking weather.
We've got heat advisories in effect, very unusual for the month of May. We've got the Hudson Valley over into parts of New England, down into New Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania. Take those breaks, stay hydrated, because we're not just going above average. We're going to be tying or breaking record highs.
And then there's this.
Snowing all throughout Colorado. And whether you are in Denver or up in the high country, you are seeing snow. Some of the highest portions of the Rockies could be seeing 2 feet of snow by the time this is all over.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson. One person has died after a tornado touched down in northern Michigan.
The twister plowed through the town of Gaylord, Michigan, where Frank McClellan and a friend were grabbing a bite to eat.
We moved to the back of the Taco Bell, and by the time we got there, it was pretty much passed. But then a few minutes later, we went back out in the parking lot to check our cars, and we could see the damage behind us. There were buildings that looked like they just got flattened.
The owner of a car repair shop says he and his workers took cover in a bathroom and that he feels lucky to be alive because it blew the back off the building. A National Weather Service forecaster says extreme winds are uncommon in that part of Michigan because the Great Lakes suck energy out of storms, especially in spring when the lakes are very cold. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
President Biden in South Korea talking about ongoing cooperation with the South. But what about the North?
With regard to whether I would meet with the leader of North Korea, that would be depend on whether he was sincere and whether it was serious.
While in South Korea, the president signed a $40 billion aid bill for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Meanwhile, Russia has banned 963 Americans from entering the country. The list includes President Biden and Secretary of State Blinken. Booster shots for children? Here's CBS medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
It's kind of a no-brainer in that regard. You get a dramatic increase in immunity, and the virus is changing. It's not that the vaccines aren't working well. The virus is changing.
Right.
So get that increased immunity. Keep your child protected. And then hopefully in mid-June, the younger will be a vaccine for them.
Dr. David Agus on CBS this morning. The Biden administration is appealing after a judge blocked it from lifting COVID restrictions. Those restrictions allow border agents to turn back migrants without a chance to seek asylum.
The DHS secretary argues that the Title 42 program actually works against efforts to stop illegal immigration because there's no mechanism by which to prosecute repeat offenders, right? People just get expelled and then come right back over the border.
CBS's Christina Ruffini in Palestine. Outcry at the funeral of a 17-year-old killed in an exchange with Israeli troops. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app. And now, a special update from the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Alexandria, on the Beltway outer loop approaching the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, take the through lanes. In the local lanes, we have all traffic stop, police activity closer to the Oxon Hill side of the bridge. Again, in the local lanes, follow direction. Cars have periodically been getting by in the left lane. More on the 8th, Mary DePompa, the WTOP Traffic.
9:03 on Saturday, May 21st. 80 degrees, a really, really hot day. Highs in the mid-90s. Good morning, I'm Nick Iannelli, and the top local story is that weather.
Summer won't technically begin for another month, but it sure seems like we'll get a blast of it today. Storm Team 4 meteorologist Doug Kammerer.
96 degrees on your Saturday, that would be record-breaking heat.
Might be the hottest day in May in over 10 years. Public pools in D.C. won't be open until Memorial Day, but the city opened several spray parks early. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser also activated the city's heat emergency plan. Cooling centers will now be open for anyone who needs to get out of the hot sun. Most of the East Coast will be feeling the heat along with us. Unseasonable weather extends all the way from Texas up to Massachusetts in Vermont. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
This weather can be dangerous if you're going to be outside for a while, especially if you're working outside.
Signs you need to get to a cooler place include heat cramps,
which presents as muscle pains or spasms in the stomach, arms, or legs.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says more extreme is heat exhaustion,
which presents as heavy sweating, muscle cramps, fatigue, dizziness, and nausea.
Most serious is heat stroke.
This is an oral temperature of greater than 103, and you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat and a rapid, strong pulse and feel dizzy or confusion.
That's when you need the emergency room. Call 911. Christy King, WTOP News.
It's going to be another hot day tomorrow. We'll have the forecast coming up at 9:08. It's 9:05 now. A major road in southeast D.C. is going car-free today, at least for a little while. It's happening now through 1 o'clock this afternoon.
It's part of the city's Open Streets Initiative, blocking off about a third of a mile of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Ward 8 for people to walk, exercise, bike. No cars allowed.
We're showing that the streets are actually one of our most valuable assets in the city and how they can be used for more than just vehicles.
D.C.'s Department of Transportation's Anna Chamberlain says there'll also be music, entertainment, a fitness class, and it's just a taste of what's to come.
Our big event's going to be on 7th Street on June 4th. So 7th Street Northwest, going through Shaw neighborhoods and Chinatown.
And more open streets are planned after that. Shayna Stulen, WTOP News.
An 11-year-old boy was denied acceptance to a Christian school in Hagerstown, and his parents claim it's because he has two mothers. Jennifer Dane and Megan Stratton say after the interview with their son at Grace Academy, they received a letter saying he was not accepted due to, quote, a lifestyle counter to the biblical worldview we teach.
You know, having to tell him, like, it has nothing to do with you. You did everything right. It's probably the hardest thing because this is going to stay with him for the rest of his life. And I don't know the repercussions of that.
The couple tells our news partners at NBC4 they're considering legal action against the school. While private schools are not exempted from all anti-discrimination laws, they don't have to follow all the same laws that public schools do. Grace Academy has not responded to a request for comment. Coming up next in the forecast, we've got a dangerously hot day with temperatures soaring to near 100 degrees.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath and Tile. Bathroom remodeling has been my life for the past 38 years. All of us at Metropolitan have a passion for remodeling bathrooms. We live and breathe this stuff. We love what we do, and it reflects in every bathroom we've remodeled. Visit one of our four beautiful showrooms located in Annandale, Rockville, Bowie, or Towson. Call us at 1-800-NEW-BATH or visit us at metrobath.com. Bathroom remodeling, it's what we do, it's all we do.
Are you thinking about refinancing your home to get cash out for a renovation or to pay off debt? Save money with a cash-out refinance from Cap Center.
We just helped a client who is a professional chef finance his dream kitchen. By avoiding typical closing costs, he had even more money for his vision.
Cap your closing costs. Visit capcenter.com. Equal housing lender. Visit capcenter.com for rates, savings.